This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
G'day, Paul. Make sure, I hope you're well. I hope all the listeners are well. Hope you got the COVID safe app on your phone, and don't listen to the tinfoil hat people out there. Put it on your phone.
Yes. I mean, you know, the app is good. Although I hear through the grapevine there's a few little difficulties with the information and et cetera. But then again, you expect that a little bit from government, don't you?
Of course you do. An interesting thing, Paul, there is an update to iPhones that is available right now. So if you haven't updated your iPhone to 13.5, run off and do it now. We'll help things.
Now, people in lockdown, and they feel they're a little bit crook. Not with COVID-19, but, you know, the normal ills and chills that we get around the place, particularly in winter. Is it the right thing to go to Dr. Google?
There's only one thing worse than going to Dr. Google is going to Dr. Yahoo. I'll just put that one in there for a start.
Right,
now,
right.
If you're sick, people, go to the doctor. The one of the worst things you can do is go to Dr. Google, because the symptom checkers on there, which help you self-diagnose your health problems. So you look at that spot on your arm, you go to Dr. Google, and it says your arm has got to be removed. Probably just a spot, but people come up with radical things
yes.
on there.
So straight to the shed and get out the hacksaw. You're not going to do that. That is silly stuff.
It's very silly stuff. So there's a university in Perth that ran through 36 symptom checkers online to check their accuracy. Did not surprise me at all to go along and see the correct diagnosis was found just 36% of the time for the first result, and the top three results 52% of the time. 50-50 whether you cut your arm off or not, Paul. I'd rather be on the right side. Got to say that. So if you're sick, people, go to the doctor. We've got telehealth conferencing on now where your doctor can ring you on the phone,
yep.
Can also go along and get you to go on Skype on the phone. If you're going to pull your pants down for the doctor, make sure there's nobody in the room if you're doing it over Skype.
Hello.
I just want to point that out.
Hello.
So make sure you go to the doctor. Don't use Dr. Google. Really, don't use Dr. Yahoo. Go to your doctor. They know all about this.
Good advice from you, Richard Pascoe. Now, Richard, getting a bit deep this morning, you are. Just because it's possible doesn't mean it's probable.
People keep reading about certain security vulnerabilities with computers all the time. And sometimes they get a bit of publicity in the media about this. Now, there's a new one out now that claims attackers can steal data from PCs with what's called a Thunderbolt port on it, even if your computer is locked and your data encrypted. Sounds awful, doesn't it, Paul?
It does.
Sounds frightening. So there is a researcher from Sweden called Bjorn Reitenberg. Geez, I did well there, Paul, didn't I? Didn't know I spoke Swedish, did you?
No, just give us the name again.
Bjorn Reitenberg.
Okay, right.
That's it. So he came up with a thing called Thunder Spy. Sounds like the new James Bond film, doesn't it?
Dun, 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 dun.
Thunder Spy.
Thunder Spy, starring Daniel Craig at a cinema in 2032.
Exactly right. And title song sung by Tom Jones or Shirley Bassey or one of those.
Yes.
They do the old Thunder Spy.
They do.
So Bjorn, sure he's a wonderful bloke. Came up with this thing, got some publicity around it. I need you to ignore the publicity, because he said what we need to do is he needs physical access to your machine for at least 5 minutes with a screwdriver and what he described as easy portable hardware. So if you saw a bloke standing in your office with a screwdriver and we'll get to the easy portable hardware, you might be a bit suspicious, mightn't you, Paul?
Yes, I would be.
Yeah, exactly right. Now, how did he get the easy portable hardware into the office, Paul?
That's what you need to ask. How? That's the question.
In a shopping trolley, Paul. So if you've got somebody standing in your office with a screwdriver and a shopping trolley who's trying to get into your computer, you go, hey, mate, what are you doing? And he would talk to you in Swedish, but, you know, we don't need this sort of thing. Publicity like this, he's gained his bit of publicity, but for the average person and business out there, it's a bit of nonsense out there as well. So don't worry about these sort of things. It even got some traction, I think, on Dr. Phil, because I had a client ring me and say, I've seen this on Dr. Phil. I need you to make sure it can never happen to me. Can I just say, take advice of Dr. Phil. Don't go hand in hand.
Okay. And Swedish too, don't they go, oi, da, toi, da, toi, da, toi? What was that on the Muppets or something?
The Swedish chef.
The Swedish chef. He went, oi, da, toi, da, toi, da, toi. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, we all learned how to speak Swedish. Well, not really. Richard, just a question without notice from Sally at Kuya Beach. Sally wants to know, Facebook Messenger is draining her phone, and she got a bit of an old phone, but it's doing that. You've heard of that before, I guess?
In older phones, yes. Normally it's because the app is out of date. So Sally, hi Sally, what we need you to do is go to the Google Play Store and make sure that you've got the up-to-date Messenger app, and you might even delete it, Sally, and then re-download it, sign back in, and that may help your problem. But in some of the really, you know, if we go back 4 or 5 years in an Android phone, Paul, it's starting to stretch your friendship a bit there. So update your app first, Sally, then you might need to have a look at your phone.
Excellent. And talking of Dr. Google, and you just mentioned Google again, Google Music is making the transition to YouTube Music, Richard Pascoe, tech guy.
It is. There used to be two services, two separate services, Google Music and YouTube Music. They're combining into one, which makes sense to me. I've really got to say that. So for $11.99 a month, you can subscribe to YouTube Music. One of the big questions I always get asked, Paul, is how do I go along and steal music from YouTube? And that's one question
No. Look, I really believe in this, Richard, because this radio station pays APRA for the music that we play. And I reckon if you steal music, you might go, oh, I got away with it, I stole it. But you are a common thief. It is a crime.
It is a crime. And people don't realise that, you know, in these times we need artists getting their money back. People like Google and Apple who make money, I'm a bit more confident about them actually making sure that the royalties flow down to musicians. I've talked to musicians, they get their royalty checks from them. So, you know, YouTube Music, you can enjoy millions and millions of songs on there. I think there's over 60 million things you can watch without ads. No ads on there, people. That's why you're paying the $11.99 a month. You can download the songs and videos to your devices for offline listening as well. Kids love that. You can turn on an audio-only mode when listening to music without loading the video. Great idea for those people, you know, when you're out and about running and things that we're doing at the moment, making sure that you've got your audio on there. So it's a really good, and kids love being able to go along and basically download YouTube Music on the YouTube Kids apps as well to go along. $11.99 a month, Paul. Three cups of coffee, that's always equate to it. I reckon it's a great idea.
Mm. Now we come to the crap tech item of the week. Now, it's something to do with a hat. Didn't we do a hat last week?
We did that stupid hat last week that basically you can go along and put your mobile phone in about 4 inches away from your face with the drop-down thing. So it actually renders you blind. and it's got the side parts on it as well. So you look like the biggest goose of all time when you do it. But we've got another hat for you this week, the LED hat.
Mm.
Sounds exciting, doesn't it, Paul?
Oh, it sounds, the LED hat, of course.
Yep. So what happens is it's a hat, and on the brim of the hat, you can put various words and messages on there. First word I'd have on there, Paul, is idiot. So they say it's suitable for all special occasions. No, it's not. They say it's suitable for holidays, including concerts. You wore this at a concert, you'd get thrown out. You really would.
That's right.
Sporting events, what are you going to do? Go, yay, Australia. No, they'd throw you, they drown you with beer at sporting events. We don't want that. House parties, raves, clubs. If you wear this LED hat to a rave or a club, you're not getting in for a starter at all.
And I'll tell you what, you're never going to get lucky on the night.
No, you're exactly right. It says whether you're walking down the street or running errands or at a party, this hat will turn heads. Yes, it will. Look at the dickhead going down the road at the moment. It's awful. It says you can remind people to stay away. They will, Paul. So you don't need this thing. It runs on a Bluetooth connection. They say one mobile phone can connect two hats. Two hats is too many, Paul, as well. It can display 80 English characters as well, and it's got an animation mode. So if you've got really bad handwriting, why not put that on the front of the hat as well? Draw the animation. The LED hat, one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life, sells for about $35 to $50, depending where you buy it. But you're not going to buy it, so save your money.
Oh, gee, $35. I could get a great takeaway from the Tin Shed or one of the other restaurants around the place that are doing takeaway. Wouldn't waste it on this crap.
No, absolutely awful. That's the LED hat poll.
All right. Now, your website, Richard.
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Now, that's a great website. We say that every week and we mention the how to get there. But you've got so much information there, haven't you? And I guess there's a lot of stuff that could help people.
Oh, look, there is. There's a little search function on the site. If you go up there on the left-hand side, you can go along and search for Windows 10. We'll pull up everything I've ever written on Windows 10, you know, on there as well. So, you know, I try and put things up there every week. There'll be a couple of new things up there this week as well. So it's, you know, to me, it's a resource for people out there who can go along, have a quick look, and, you know, give some education as well.
Talktech.com.au. Richard, I'll see you next week.
Look forward to it, Paul.